Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If the culprits did what's being reported, they should be indicted. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. We all wish the fallout from the Butch Davis era would subside, but if rumors are true that the names of Julius Nyangoro and Deborah Crowder are on two of the five sealed indictments being handed down by the state of North Carolina, then they should be prosecuted. What they are reported to have done is fraud against the taxpayer citizens whose money was being used to teach classes that were really not taught at the state university. Webster defines fraud in three ways. One, the crime of using dishonest methods to take something valuable away from another person. Check, by turning what were supposed to be regularly scheduled lecture classes into self-study for individuals undeserving of independent study, a valuable education was taken away from some students. Two, a person who pretends to be what he or she is not in order to trick people. Check. Nyangoro and Crowder were supposed to be chairing and second in command of the AFM studies program at UNC when in fact they were mismanaging it. Three, a copy of something that is meant to look like the real thing in order to trick people. Check. In the micro, this could be any number of papers supposedly written by any number of students that were really plagiarized with the help of tutors who were breaking the rules. In the macro, it was a decorated athletic department, supposedly straight-laced football program, and upstanding academic part of the College of Arts and Sciences, when in fact, none of that was the case. That's why, no matter how much more heartburn it causes, those responsible broke the law and diminished a great university and must pay for it. This is Archansky. See ya.